Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever had a friend, a neighbor, or a family member to betray you? If you have, and most of us have, you know what a great disappointment we suffer when that happens. I have good news for all of us. There is one who will never disappoint us, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There may be times, and there almost certainly will be, when we do not understand why God behaves in a certain way. But God has never betrayed anyone's trust. That was Paul's reason for telling the Corinthians, God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, 9. The fact that God is faithful should give all of us hope for time and for eternity. Several times in the New Testament, we are given assurance that God is faithful. A few examples will establish that fact. Paul admonished the Corinthians, wherefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. He then adds, there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10, 12, and 13. What a great encouragement it ought to be to all of us to know that we cannot fail if we are on the Lord's side. But as God is true or faithful, our word toward you was not yea and nay. 2 Corinthians 1, 18. In the Thessalonian letters, Paul writes, faithful is he who calls you, who will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 24. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3, 3. Old Testament prophets taught the Jewish people about the goodness and faithfulness of God. Moses wrote, know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with them who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7, 9. The prophet Malachi does not use the word faithfulness in the following verse, but he quotes God as affirming His faithfulness. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3, 6. These verses from the Old Testament and from the New tell us that we can always depend on the promises of God. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 9. Our God, who is always faithful, has called us into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. And how did God call us into fellowship with Christ? Paul provides the inspired answer to that question. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto you were called by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 and 14. When we respond to the Lord's invitation, we are the called according to the purpose and according to the truth of God. Our calling involves fellowship with Jesus Christ. The Apostle John offers these comments on our fellowship with and in Christ. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, 6 and 7. What a wonderful blessing to have fellowship with other Christians and with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.